once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums.
It's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Oh, yeah, the crowd goes wild, Mike. I love to hear that on
radio. As they should.
That's right. Well, you know, I've been trying to do a radio show with this guy all week. He's had his face buried in this book. What is it you're reading, my friend?
Can't Get My Nose Out of the Spine. It's a brand new book by our good friend Eric Davidson of the New Bomb Turks. It's called We Never Learn, The Gunk Punk Undergut, 1988 to 2001. It is a page burner extraordinaire, let me tell you.
It's about time we heard from the New Bomb Turks. It's been a while. So I see that Eric has documented the scene of which you and I were, let's say, seminal members.
Well, you for sure. I was from the crowd perspective. You were from the stage. And you're all over this book, my friend. You got a lot of chops in here.
Well, I did a lot of dirty things. And I've been telling people I'm a genius for years. I'm starting to believe it myself, Mike. But
the world may catch up, but I doubt it.
Aside from our interview with the mighty Eric Davidson from New Bomb Turks, we're also going to do a lot of our regular features. What do we got this week?
We're going all around the globe, trotting it big. Globetrotter tonight, my friend.
That's right. It came from the garage.
Got to have that with the Gunk Punk Undergut
That's
special.
Right. It's gunk as can be. And, of course, the Estrogen OD, where we feature our favorite femme fatales of rock and roll.
Oh.
I know that you have been cooking up an insane number to open this show with. Tell me all about it, Mike.
Well, you know, Eric Davidson's from Cleveland. If you read We Never Learn, you definitely know that. So I thought we'd rock it into this first set with the band that laid the groundwork for a lot of the gunk punkers. They came out of Cleveland in the early 70s, sort of the proto-punk era, I guess you could say.
Proto-punk.
This band, they never recorded.
Is that like The Hobbit? That would be Frodo-punk.
That would be Frodo-punk. Although The Hobbit, well, we won't go there.
These guys went on to be the Dead Boys, Pere Ubu. This is a crazy band. You got to get hip to them.
They never recorded anything when they were a band. There's only these obscure bootlegs. They got back together in 2004, went into the studio, surviving members, and laid down a live record, which I think is great. Let's kick this one off. Rocket from the Tombs.
Radio Like You Want.
The beginning of the wildest, weirdest adventure you've ever seen.
When you know I'm down, how do you laugh when you know I'm down? now for an encore. The Goofers are going to do a brand new rock and roll number entitled I'm Gonna Rock and Roll Until I Die.
Once again, for the estrogen OD.
That's right, Blag. The softer, more caring, touching side of radio, like you want.
You know, we are quite female-friendly here, and I know that this week you got some very special ladies from Japan. Why don't you tell me all about it, Mike?
That's right, Blag. Four broads, one big gunk punk sound. You probably know these chicks from Kill Bill Version 1, the Tarantino flick.
Oh, the girls from the movie?
That's right. Where they that's my favorite part of the movie out there, where these chicks are jamming right before the big sword extravaganza at the end.
That's right.
Yeah, so they're all the way from Japan. This is the 5678s on radio.
Like you want.
Ah!
Sorry, Mama, she's a wild one. That's right, the 5678's right here on Radio Like You Want. That one comes from the Blue EP all the way back from 2004. Before that, the Gorries, Feral, House Rockin', one of my favorite albums from them, 1989, their debut. Mummies before that, I'm Down, doing a little Beatles there, Blag.
You know, covering the Beatles is always a good idea, especially when you're a musical genius like the folks in the Mummies.
He says it with sarcasm, dripping so heavily. Planet of the Apes, 45 right there. That's from 1992, way back.
You got to love the Mummies. If you didn't see them live back in the day, folks, you blew it. That's all I'll say.
Once in a while, they reappear. They've done a couple reunion gigs. So if you get a chance, it's usually one of the coastal things. Make it happen for yourself.
If you're unfortunate enough to be in Berkeley, you got to go see the Mummies.
If you're in Carson, make sure you get down there. Rocket from the Tomb started off, Never Gonna Kill Myself Again. Dead Boys later went on to make that one famous, but they did it first way back in the early 70s. That one's from a redo, 2004.
That is an old school band. You know, I saw Cheetah Chrome this weekend. He looks as demented as ever.
Clean
playing
and sober,
in a band
though.
Now. He is, I don't know how clean and sober he is. I hope he is, but, you know.
He's sober, maybe not clean.
Playing with another sober guy named Sylvain Sylvain. They got
New
a
York
new
Dolls.
Band. They got a new band called the Batusis, so it's great to see the Dolls and the Dead Boys still knocking it out. And when the Batusis make a record, you know we're going to play it.
That's right. We'll get those guys on there. But this week we got Eric Davidson. It's all about his book, We Never Learn, The Gunk Punk Undergut. 1988 to 2001. He's coming up next, so let's kick this next set off with one by the New Bomb Turks right here on Radio
Like You Want.
Against it right there from the New Bomb Turks right here on Radio Like You Want. We Never Learn is a new book by Eric Davidson, lead singer of the New Bomb Turks.
Yes, I am. Howdy.
He would never come out and say it, but the New Bomb Turks were really one of the great bands of the late 80s, 90s. But we just came from a reading in San Francisco, and it's standing room only in there, Eric. And people are buying this book, and it's flying off the shelves. You got to tell us about the Gunk Punk Undergut.
All right, long story short, which you should read my 350-page manifesto/tome.
We're doing it right now.
I thought it sounded funny, and then the editor was like, "Well, the more he was looking through it, he's like, yeah, you know this." I know you don't want to create some genre name for a ton of bands. There's over 90 bands mentioned in this book. But he said, you know, it kind of helps.
Gunk, I think you picked it because it's sort of garage and punk. That seems to be your great interest.
Punk music, dirty, trashy, gunky, sticky, gross, dirty, trash.
Well, we're just stoked that you wrote the book. It's called We Never Learn, and that comes from a track by the Candy Snatchers. And I know you're down with the Candy Snatchers. Tell me something funny that went on with those cats before we get into their track.
It never ends with the Candy Snatchers because Larry, the singer, is still around. There was a club in Columbus called Stashes. Great club. Everybody played there in the 90s. New Bomb Turks had our last show there, and it was with Nashville Pussy and with the Candy Snatchers. And it was really crazy, that ceiling tiles falling out, people kicking, bodies throwing around. And it was a crazy show. And while we went on, we were the last band because we're from Columbus, so we went on last, whatever. And as we're playing, I noticed Matt, the now deceased, sadly deceased, great guitar player for the Candy Snatchers, was walking out of the club, and I thought, you know what, I don't mind that Matt's leaving because I know what Matt's probably going to do. So after the show, we were hanging out in front of the club, and Matt walks up arm in arm with Corey from Nashville Pussy. She's about
seven feet tall.
She probably
sweaty.
Had her arm around the top of his head.
Something like that. Yeah, and she had the baby oil on her face that she blows fire with baby oil and doesn't clean it off after the show. It's disgusting. And they come walking up with big old grins on their face. And I'm like, well, I'm glad they had a good time tonight, you know? And they come up, and Matt says, oh, man, Eric, I'm sorry I missed your show, man. I'm like, it's cool. Don't worry. But he's like, well, you know, we had to get out of here. I'm like, that's fine. I understand. And, you know, they were scoring and whatever they were doing. And
only on Radio Like You Want. You hear the real story.
And then he goes, oh, man. So see this one right here? And he's like laughing and pointing way up at Corey. And she's laughing. He's like, see this one right here? I just fucked her over a garbage can. And they hugged as if, you know, as if she was like, you know.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we give you the Candy Snatchers.
Thank you,
We
Matt.
Never Learn.
We Never Learn by the Candy Snatchers. Same title of We Never Learn, The Gunk Punk Undergut, 1988-2001. The new book by Eric Davidson is in the studio here talking with us. You know him from New Bomb Turks. Eric, how can you not have the dwarves in this book?
They're all over the book.
You have a great story in there about two rock legends. Of course, Vaj Moore, the drummer from the Dwarves, and also the Reverend Horton Heat, a great rock and roller, rockabilly, amazing guitar player. And they have a great story. Why don't you tell a little bit about what appears in the
actually,
book.
Eddie Spaghetti from the Supersuckers tells a story, and it's a 1993 tour where the Dwarves went over to Europe, I think for the first time, with the Reverend Horton Heat's band and the Supersuckers and the Dwarves all went over. And there's a great Kozik poster, you know, the girl with the hot dog, the dripping hot dog. Anyway, and they went over there. And of course, in a lot of people's mind, this is an epic, you know, tour of that era. And I asked Eddie about it. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, the Dwarves are fucking crazy. And, you know, every night they were great and they were busting everything up. And He Who Cannot Be Named fucking smoking crack. And it was crazy. And he said, but, you know, the sex stuff sometimes, you know, wasn't as much as you thought. I was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, Reverend and Vag had a bet who would get laid more by the end of the tour. How long was the tour?
It was about 4 weeks.
4 weeks. That's a month, folks. That's a month. That's 30 to 31 days. And at the end of the tour, he said Vag triumphantly won and was like raising his fist. And I won. And he said and the grand total was 1-0.
Hey, that's one more than Blagg got. That
yeah,
whole
yeah, it's apparently one more than Horton Heat got.
Yeah.
If you got to the point in Europe with a girl and you realized she wasn't shaving her armpits, there was no stopping at that point anyway.
Right. You already got all the way. The scent of camembert had already reached you. We Never Learn is the book. It's a classic. It's destined to be a classic. You've got to go out and pick this up. We're going to play a quick one about my man Vag Moore, and we might even get some Horton Heat in here, and we're going to come back and talk more to the great Eric Davidson.
Vag, you ready to accept Christ as your personal savior?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah, like the battle of Vag Moore, a Horton Heathen out on tour. Say what you want to, what you want to. Wouldn't you rather have some more? He is insane and infiltrated benign wave. He's run down from hell and then he rides. Say what you wanna, he's found your blood in your thighs. Insolence like a nimble air.
Like You Want with Mike and Blag. It's all about We Never Learn, the Gunk Punk Undergut, 1988 to 2001 by Eric Davidson. You know him from the New Bomb Turks. Eric, there's too many stories to tell in this book. It's chock full. I don't even know where to start, but you know, there was a funny one in there by the Teen Generate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Teen Generate, Japanese band. This is actually one that didn't make the book for various potentially legal / hey, that guy is married now.
Lawyers put the clamps on that one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, wait, now before you go with this, aren't you sick of these rockers that come out with these half-assed interviews, they whitewash everything, they won't talk about the girls they fucked, they won't talk about the drugs they did, they won't talk about the people they hate.
Yeah.
Hey, call us up at Radio Like You Want, give us all the dirt, all the stories, all the nastiness. We'll play it. We're not afraid.
If all that's left is you want to complain about your tour manager, that's not really... That can be interesting. It can be funny, but...
But anyway, we were
on tour in Europe with Teen Generate, and they're incredibly great guys and really fucking great. Every night, crazy, energetic band. And the bass player, Sammy, barely knew any English. All he could say is, like, boobs. And we kept wondering, like, why is this guy... All he knows how to say is boobs. All right, well, that's one word. You know, but we had a great time with this guy. And apparently... His girlfriend back home was the equivalent of like a Playboy, a penthouse sort of star model in Japan, and she had gigantic boobs, and so that's why he knew how to say boobs.
Japanese and with gigantic
boobs. Yeah, I know, exactly.
Does that even happen?
Well, this is why it was amazing, because it was like, wow, he actually has a Japanese girlfriend with giant boobs. So
in this case, you're basically saying we've made the perfect woman.
I'm not sure it's a paradox as much as a conundrum. But anyway, so we're in Hamburg, Germany, and we're with Teen Generate. We had the night off. And Sammy, they all decided to go down the Reaper Bahn, which is where the prostitutes are. So it was kind of fun to do that kind of stuff.
It's fun for the whole family.
And they were gone for hours, and they came back, and Sammy comes running up, and in his best English, with a big smile on his face, and he said, "I saw big, giant German boobs." and Jim said our guitarist Jim was so happy for him. He goes, I couldn't break it to him. They were probably just Croatian tits. He was the happiest guy. I couldn't believe he got to see big, giant German boobs.
Well, aside from just seeing great, huge boobs, Teen Generate has made some pretty good music, and we are going to share one with you now. This is an Eric Davidson fave. You got to pick up the book, We Never Learn. We're going to crank Teen Generate, Sex Cast Radio. It's degenerating. It's turning into an insane party here. As it does, we got Eric Davidson.
Hey. We never learn around here, do we?
We never learn, indeed. The man has written a classic tome about punk rock music, about garage rock music, and let's face it, about America itself. Eric.
Exactly. I was in City Lights bookstore today in San Francisco demanding that Lawrence Ferlinghetti read this book.
Right. Just... But of course, that's not really part of America.
No.
But here in San Francisco, we love Eric, we love this book, and we are live on Radio Like You Want. Now, I got to talk for a minute about someone who's passed on, but who is mentioned in this book, Jay Retard.
Yes.
Gets a shout out from you. Jay is no longer with us, unfortunately, but his music lives on, and we are going to throw you some right now. This is Jay Retard, Get Real Stupid, Radio. Like You Want. We got Eric Davidson. Eric, tell me in two words or less, where does punk rock meet garage music, and why do people need to know about this?
A lot of bands, late 80s, into garage, 60s garage, into the most primitive raw rockabilly, into the most primitive 70s punk. And maybe they like the speed of hardcore, but other than that, you're kind of tired of that stuff. And if you told anybody in 88 that you liked punk, they assume that you liked DRI and the Exploited and stuff. And that stuff's fine, but you know what I mean. And in Columbus, the only bands that would even call themselves punk were like a couple of these real serious hardcore kind of bands. And when we played, they were like, oh, you like the Ramones? I'm like, yeah, I fucking like the Ramones. So we looked around and we started to slowly but surely find bands that had kind of trashy guitar sounds, but played a little bit fast and liked that kind of stuff without liking that sort of serious political hardcore.
The book's called We Never Learn. It's about the gunk punk undergut. And you know what? Although it's mainly about American bands, because let's face it, that's what rock and roll
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
There was a certain Englishman that was slightly hilarious you mentioned in there that you're a big fan of. I know I'm a big fan of him. Billy Childish,
William Claudius, all the way from Chatham, England, and we recorded with him in 93, and he was great. He was hilarious. He went out to a pub and told us all these naughty limericks. You want to hear one?
I would love to hear one.
There was a young priest from Birmingham who buggered young boys while confirming them. They bent over south, he put his dick in their mouth and pumped his Episcopal sperm in them. He told
nice.
Us that.
Billy
he told
Childers
us that.
Lives on.
Yeah.
Billy Child is here on Radio Like You Want with Black and Mike. We Never Learn, the new book by Eric Davidson, Gunk Punk Undergut, 1988-2001. Eric, garage music, such a big part of this thing.
Yeah.
And the Back from the Grave compilations there.
Yes.
Tim Warren.
Tim Warren is sort of beyond an influence in this book and on the whole Neubomb Turks transom,
right.
I believe is the word I'm looking for. Because one night Tim got hammered, surprise, surprise, and ended up fucking the disco square. Apparently an extremely good-looking woman, but she was a bland disco European girl fan, which, as Blag knows, there's a lot of them compared to girl
but
punk
that's what
fans.
You want, Eric. Let's face it. Rock girls are scary. I want a boring disco girl. That's what I've been searching for my entire life. And hopefully this radio show will get me something. Yeah. So if you're a boring disco girl, get on the phone and call us at Radio Like You Want.
Tim, after the show, met the disco square and fucked her. And as I was interviewing Tim and a bunch of the other Ronchans at a restaurant, I said, Tim, you fucked a disco square or something. And mind you, this is well over 20 years ago. Tim yells out, on a Fiat! I fucked her on a Fiat! Which is, Tim is great for details.
And isn't that rock and roll?
It
he
is
fucked
very...
her on a Fiat.
And Rolf, the German promoter, was upset about it. The great garage god Tim Warren fucked a disco square.
The Back from the Grave compilations were a big influence on me. You know, every week here at Radio Like You Want, we do our It Came From The Garage segment.
Word.
So this week we're going to play, I don't even know what band this is. But
the
it's
Painted
just
Ship.
The Painted Ship. Ship. And they have this classic song called And She Said Yeah. With a shout out to Tim Warren, we're with Eric Davidson. This is Radio Like You Want.
By Eric Davidson. Eric.
Yeah?
Where are we finding this thing? Come on, hype it.
WeNeverLearnBook.com.
WeNeverLearnBook.com. You had to put the book in there?
No, some fucking idiot out there already had WeNeverLearn.com. But you go there and we're going to upload stories that have been cut out of the book, but also any new information, new bands we like, crazy old pictures and flyers.
Oh, you put a story up there about a girl in Canada that I met when she was 14, and I got her pizza?
One of my favorite stories,
right.
And it got cut out of the book.
Don't say anymore, Black. Your lawyers are saying don't say anymore right now.
Allison Baker is a great story. Allison is a great woman, and it's a great story.
I had almost forgotten that one. I know. I must have damaged her because she wound up with a backpack rap guy.
Blag took her into a phone booth at a Denny's and played his answering machine with disgusting sex answering machine messages on it to her and her 15-year-old girlfriends. That is fucking really disturbing,
yeah,
Blag.
It is. You know, I mean, because you're predicting the story is going to go one way, and then it goes this other way.
If I remember correctly, it went three ways.
We never learn. Evidently, Blag never learns either. The Gone Punk Undergut, 1998, 2001 by Eric Davidson. Pick it up now. You can get it online. We Never Learn book.com.
Can I tell one last little bit
you
about Vag?
Tell one last
go
point.
For it.
Speaking of three ways, Blag said one time Vag rushed into practice late. We're like, where you been? He goes, man, you guys, you're not gonna believe this. I got a three way. And he said, oh, really? That's awesome. He goes, yeah, it was like me and this dude and this girl. And Blag's like, that's not a three way.
That's gay. This is Rock and Roll Sexuality 101. And of course, this is Radio Like You Want. Eric, thank you so much.
Sure, thank you.
Ladies, thank you. I know we've been keeping you under wraps back there. Scream and shout. Let them know. Yeah. And
thanks to Aaron Lefkov and Mike Edison, by the way, from Hal Leonard.
It is Radio Like You Want.
Sorry, darling, I couldn't help laughing. But you should know by now that men play rough. They soften you up, throw you off guard, and then belt you one.
Civil defense is common sense. This is Boris Karloff. No one can guarantee the survival of every home during a nuclear war. Learn how to protect your home. Call Civil Defense today.
Ah! or jump a railroad train. Your kind of love drives a man insane. So look for me walking just any old way. Have a love. Wow, baby, I will travel. Yeah, have a look. Oh, pretty baby, I will travel. Oh, hell, oh, yeah, I said, if you need a loving dinner, I'll travel. Oh, I said, if you need a loving dinner, oh, I'll travel.
Yeah, that was Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds from Los Angeles, 1966. It's my favorite garage track of all time. That goes out to the late Sky, Sunlight Saxon, R.I.P. Yahoo-wah. Before that, Naz Nomad and the Nightmares, a.k.a. The Damned, all the way from England. They're covering I Can't Stand This Love Goodbye. It's a classic garage jam by, who was that again, Mike?
The Others, Blag, you
the
know that.
Others, oh, that's right. You know, I grew up with this garbage. Anyway, you know what? We also heard 13 Women by the Renegades. They're from Sweden, covering the Bill Haley Atomic Era classic. And we heard Have Love Will Travel by the greatest garage band of all time, the Sonics. And they were covering Richard Berry. You know, he did the original Louie Louie. They were covering Richard Berry's classic, Have Love Will Travel. Well, Mike, we've come to the end of another episode. Tell them where it's at.
I want to thank our guests, Eric Davidson of the New Bomb Turks, and now famed author of We Never Learn, The Gunk Puck Undergut, 1988 to 2001. It's got sex, drugs, and rock and roll stories about all the great artists you've heard on this show tonight. And also, you know, with the book also comes a free download. It has about 20 tracks on there. The price of admission is worth that alone. Remember to give us a holler. Leave us a voice message, 712-432-0055. Tell us what you want to hear. Leave us a station ID, whatever it is. If you want to be on the show, interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com.
Radio Like You Want is broadcast live from San Francisco, California. And I'll tell you what, we are heard all over the world. Tell them, Gary Owens.
London, Paris, Rome, Munich, and all points in between.
Greedy worldwide.